Drive into Moose Lake today, and you might notice a few faded ribbons of maroon and gold tied around highway signposts. Other than that, there are few visible signs that remain from the tragedy of Katie Poyer's abduction and murder, an event that rocked the very foundations of this community last summer. Gone are the TV satellite trucks, the rooms that functioned as a volunteer center at Hope Lutheran Church, once filled with searchers and ribbon makers, maps and mailings, are again a choir room and Sunday school space. The posters with Katie's picture and the description of her abductor are no longer posted in local businesses. The obvious physical signs might be gone, yet this tragedy has left an indelible mark on our community. I serve as one of two pastors at Hope Lutheran Church, which became the headquarters for the many volunteers and searchers, as well as a physical and spiritual sanctuary for Katie's family, friends, and volunteers. There we gathered for formal and informal prayer services, news conferences, and the final community-wide prayer service the day after Katie's fate was determined. The intensity of the 100-plus day search may be over, but its impact is not. As a woman, I am much more aware of my vulnerability when I am out running or biking on the local recreational trails. I am also haunted every time I drive past the business where Katie was abducted. As a member of the community, I feel as though I too have lost a loved one. Katie's family shared so much of her with us. Even though many of us had never met Katie, we felt as though we knew her, and we grew to love her and her family. As a pastor, I continue to struggle with how to deal with the anger and rage so many of us feel, while at the same time to speak of God's forgiving love. Yet I know that all of these emotions pale in comparison to the pain and suffering that Katie's family has experienced. This May 26th will mark the one-year anniversary of Katie's abduction and murder. A few days later, the trial for the man charged with Katie's murder will begin. As I think ahead to these events, I recall the words of Pam Poyer, Katie's mom, at the news conference last September 9th, holding a button with her daughter's picture and the words, "Find Katie." Pam pleaded with us, "Don't forget Katie." On my refrigerator, I have a bookmark that we handed out to all those who gathered at Katie's memorial service. Printed on it is a verse from Scripture, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." That is God's promise. Underneath that verse on the bookmark are printed the words, "We will never forget you, Katie." That promise is mine.